49 degrees at 8:56. It's time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Trade mixed as midweek. We switch our focus from the new month's money flows to next week's USDA supply-demand numbers. Dollar trade is up a little bit, but appears to be trading in a tighter and tighter consolidation pattern. Results from this afternoon's FOMC meeting may be announced, or should be announced, and may be a catalyst for the next market move. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade showed an increase of almost 5,000 contracts in corn. Could be some renewed selling after Monday's apparent short covering rally by the funds. Point to watch here is how much conviction these renewed shorts have. We do not see any USDA announcements on the overnight reporting system for export sales, so we'll watch and see if something else develops later on in the week. Current price action, July corn, 372 and three quarters, up a half. September corn, up a quarter at 380. And new crop, December corn, 390, steady on the day. July soybeans, 973 and a half, up four and three quarters. August beans, 974 and a half, up four and a quarter. And new crop, November, 969 even, up four and a quarter. July meal, 318.70 a ton, up 370. And July soybean oil, just about steady on the day at 32.55. In the wheat market, July Chicago wheat, $4.50 a bushel, down four on the day. And December wheat in Chicago, 485 and a half, down three and three quarters. Kansas City wheat, down five and a half as well, at 462 even. Minneapolis wheat at 552 and a quarter, down five and a quarter. Stock market looks to be a little bit defensive, and the crude market's up about 22 cents a barrel, currently trading at 47.88. Weather and the USDA numbers next week are the focal point for the time being. Wetter weather continues to be supportive for corn, wheat, but to a lesser degree, beans. Going forward, slowing planting progress will be a heightened talking point. Anticipating the USDA's reports next week, they'll introduce their assumptions for the 2017 production for corn. Our assumption is 14.210 billion bushels and 4.099 billion bushels for soybeans. Our carryout estimate for 2016-17 stands the same at 2.310 billion bushels for corn and 443 million bushels for beans. We expect wheat numbers to be unchanged at 1.159 billion bushels. 2017-2018 numbers for corn carryout slip a little bit year over year in the wake of a fewer acres and lower expected yield expectations. Our estimate for next year's corn carryout is 1.95 billion bushels, teetering right around that 2 billion bushel mark. I don't think they're going to be bullish numbers, but that might be a little bit price supportive going forward. On the topic of soybeans, an increase in acres will likely push carryout numbers upward a little bit with our estimates at 498 million bushel carryout. We do think that the yield this year will probably be a little bit lower than last. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great week.
All right, thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, updating us on the commodities this morning. A reminder, a flash flood watch in effect for most of the WIOL severe weather coverage area until tomorrow night. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today, mostly cloudy skies, rain beginning this afternoon with a high of 53 degrees, east-southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, heavy rain with a low of 45 degrees, northeast wind gusting up to 25 miles per hour. More heavy rain tomorrow, a high of 50 degrees, northeast wind gusting up to 35 miles per hour. We're looking at 2 to 3 inches of rain by Friday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.